This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crackers bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
And a hip-hop apocalypse. You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cube and a link up.
The Monday, June 26th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. And, of course, you can chime in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Family Islands, Grand Bahama, and any one of the Family Islands, toll-free 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know, it's Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Let's get to Abaco. We got lots to talk about in Abaco. It is Monday, so, you know, we got the Abaco report. All right, Abaco Live. Roscoe Thompson joining me. What's going on, Roscoe? Hope you had a good weekend.
Great, dear buddy. Sorry, I missed last week. I do apologize, man. I don't know what happened.
Man, listen, yeah, you got a lot of people was chiming in. Where's Roscoe? They thought they done kidnapped you.
No, they can't do that to me.
But listen, man, I got to open by saying, and we'll talk about this in the sports, but, you know, them two having on this from JBLN, they dropped it on Abaco over the weekend in the Nationals, man. So I send my condolences to you, man. We had to put
yeah,
on
man,
Abaco,
that, man, that's okay. Hey, listen, at least Abaco is getting back into it. We don't...
I was about to say,
been,
great bunch of kids.
Been, If the rest of the Bahamas could sail like Abaco, we'd be in good shape.
Boy,
right?
I tell you, I always got to throw sailing into the equation. They only show up at a sailing, boy. Like, yeah. But listen, what I wanted to say was well represented in three age groups. Coaches did a great job in them, and the kids had fun. That was the most important thing.
Yeah, it's you know, it's good to see and getting them back in. We're trying to help them out from the local government level. With maybe trying to fence in the field down there at Murphytown.
I know my boy Feast, the sports beast, is down there doing things, man. Be sure to work with Feast. He's doing a good job with those kids.
All right. I do know that they've asked for a lot of help, and, you know, we're trying to do what we can. It's just, you know, you could only do so much at one time. But it's really good to see. It keeps our youth out of mischief and trouble, and it, you know, it gives
right.
them something to strive for. You know, you just never know where the next
Jazz could come from,
or, you know,
a Jazz Chisholm could come from.
Yeah,
and not everybody could sail, Roscoe. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I know. I wasn't a big sailor. Look who my grandfather was.
There you go.
Know?
You know what I'm saying?
Think about it.
Oh my God, the irony! All right, but listen. Right off the break, a great show as usual. Naughty, happy Monday to you and Roscoe. Tell Roscoe to look at Freeport, all right? That's it. Abaco, in 45 years in the wilderness, if they keep up this blind faith, use Freeport as the example.
Hey, listen, I know about Freeport. You know, people
say,
forget
no government
dad.
Is checking. Say, no government is checking. And a lot of people don't realize your dad had businesses here in Nassau and New Providence and Grand Bahama and Abaco.
I mean, I can remember, you know, what, 25 years ago, back in the early 90s, you know, where it was kicking off. And
well, that's 45 years ago now when you think about it. It's 2023, so when you think early 90s.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I can remember when there was, you know, 4,000 and 5,000, 6,000 people down in Port Lucaya. You had all the cruise ships coming in there. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I think it's a Port Authority that, you know, has really hindered.
Yeah.
Is that the word? But I'm not, I don't want to get on about Freeport because I don't live there, but
right.
I do know.
I know you know the pains of Freeport.
Had
I know.
A lot of struggle.
I know. But what's going on in Abaco, man? Tell me something good in Abaco because.
Norty, I mean, besides Regatta going on right now, you know, I mean, it's the same thing. People are just tugging along. You know, we're still dealing with the illegal building and construction, the illegal immigration issue. You know, it roads, just like everywhere in the Bahamas, you know, except maybe what I see Eleuthera, you know, getting a lot of new road work and, you know, contracts being signed, you know, but it's good to see a lot of the places like the Jib Room, Snappers, Colors, you know, Wally's, a lot of the restaurants are swinging, the businesses are doing well. Tourism, you know, right now is doing good. You know, just got to wait and see. But when it comes to what's happening
for Abaconians and getting rebuilt, still nothing moving.
Nothing moving with the government. It's a promise is a comfort to a fool, you know.
That's what the old saying goes. But, I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm hearing announcements, you know, subdivisions going to be built down there. People are going to be getting
when?
The keys.
When,
yeah, that's what
on,
I want to see, though. I mean,
I've been hearing
a lot of
that
talk.
I've been hearing that, you know, it was big talk after the hurricane. It was big talk after, you know, like Miss Reckley would say, you know, here they build a couple houses in Central Pines and then, boom, you're not hearing anything. It's ridiculous. I mean, I know other places in the Bahamas need development and growth, but don't you think, you know, Abaco get back on its feet, get these houses built? Where? I've yet to see a new subdivision go in yet. I've heard about them, but I've yet to see anything take place. Is it going to be right before election that, you know?
That's what I'm wondering. Like a lot of talk now and then a little bit of action later for a select few.
We know how that goes.
Because, I mean, don't cut the mustard right now because Abaco and Abaconians who are displaced need to be able to rebuild and finally get to where they need to be.
I mean, I've seen a lot of social media posts, and I don't try not to comment too much on what is sent to me, but I see a lot of people complaining they're doing work for government and not getting paid, you know?
Well, that seems to be the case. I mean, I hear a lot of grumbling. Now here's some more grumbling. Finally, you had one of your MPs get up in the House and say something regarding BPL. And, you know, about darn time, if you ask me, but I can understand what's going on. And y'all have had it worse than us, and we've had it bad. We got load shedding going on, and they're doing the sneaky nighttime load shedding, like between 2 and 3 in the morning, they won't cut you off. You know what I mean? They're on that kind of foolishness. This is the same administration that said light bills would go down. Okay? They bungle the hedge fund, which is now coming back to bite us in the butt. And we're feeling it on bills. Hey, look at your bills over the last month. There's no denying it. But what's going on in Abaco? I heard there was almost a week there. Y'all couldn't keep the power on consistently. So much so that finally your MP had to say something in the House. After Pinder spoke in the House, was there any change? Has it gotten any better, or has it still remains the same?
No, it's gotten. I don't think it's because of what he said. I think it's because of the storms. You know that. Don't get me wrong. It's difficult to sit here and say lightning storm should take out power. But you know, if it hits a transmission line, you know, we can understand that. I do know that there were certain areas like the Keys, and you know, certain places that were off for extended periods of hours. Even here during Father's Day, we were off most of the day. But then you know, as I as I spoke to one of the gentlemen with BPL that gives me or lets us know all the information, he says, Roscoe, you know, we do have some issues with people stealing our grounding rods, or the copper off the poles.
They still stealing copper?
Yeah, ma'am. And which does affect, because, you know, a lot of people don't realize if a transmission line gets hit or a pole gets hit out on the road and it doesn't have a ground to it, it could disrupt power. And, of course, your linesman can't go out during the height of a storm, you know, and check for the power situation. So what I gathered is they were just shutting down the generation plant altogether. Now, I don't know if there's any other issues that are affecting. It seems that since we haven't had many lightning storms the past few days, I have not noticed the power going off. Does that mean that Mr. Pinder's posturing in the house did that? I don't think so. I think it's because I have not seen weather like that in a long time, Norty.
Yeah. I haven't seen weather like that in a while of this way too. So I could take that into consideration, but considering pre-weather over here in New Providence, load shedding was going on.
No, and that's something that needs to be thought of. I mean, it's just like Hopetown. They have a standby generator. You know, after Dorian, there was a generator put over in Hopetown that can offset if the power's off here in the mainland. But the thing about it is you have an airport here, too, that they have yet to fix the generator or get a new generator here. And when I drop my son to go back to college to do a summer class, it was dark at the airport, you know, tourists, everybody trying to check in. I felt bad for all the agents here because they had to manually do it. And they had no lights, you know, no emergency lighting, no nothing to help. So I know they were using their phones, which is ridiculous.
Ah, boy.
So it does affect that. And, you know, it was affecting your people that do catering and your little businesses that, you know, operate from home, not having power. You know, some of them run on electric rather than gas. So it affected a lot of people over here during that.
I got some Texas chiming in. Well, Naughty, tell Roscoe, be prepared. And tell Abaco, be prepared. This year is predicted to be an active hurricane year. So they need to be prepared from now because, boy, it could be bad. And by the way, Naughty, BPL ain't. Anyway, I can't say the adjective you decided to use, but I get it. I get it.
Yeah, but let's go back. I mean,
Naughty, I got a text from Treasure Key say, Naughty, I'm in Treasure Key, and I stay going off in Treasure Key. So I'm going to chime in.
See, I would, yeah. So there are places that are still going off, Naughty. I might not notice because of being in Marsh Harbor, but they probably are. Get back to the hedge fund. How does the government screw up something so big?
And they think it's a joke, and we're paying for it.
But then, you know, the minister said something in the House, and the prime minister said something else, and then, you know, they caught him in a quantum there. And then
who lying? Who fibbing?
You know, I mean, Why get rid of something that was benefiting the Bahamian people and giving them a break?
Listen, like I always say when it comes to that stuff, connect the dots, follow the money. Pump attendance, crying for 30% or 30 cents increase so they could turn a profit. Me and you looking at $5 and $6 at the pump. What the gas tracker is today? Hold on 1 second. $5.62, $5.75, $5.85. But yet,
yeah, so
a certain oil company
here
and their president could come out in the papers and say they had a $48 million profit for the year or something to that effect.
Which company was that?
Major oil company. It was in the paper a couple of weeks ago. Focal, wow. If I'm not mistaken. Profits were up, well, $48 million, you know, in profit. Yeah.
So
certain entities are always going to stay making the money, and other entities going to stay carrying the burden on our backs, meaning us. Well, but that, used to be the middle class, like that. And now the lower class. And I don't think a middle class exists in this country anymore. And if it does, it's foreign, with a briefcase and a necktie and an accent.
Yeah, there's our middle class is getting wiped out. No matter which island we live on, it's becoming non-existent.
Got taxes coming in. Naughty, what happened to the new generators they bought? And they're still load shedding. Every summer from when I was a child, this keeps happening. Nobody in this country can calculate the correct amount of watts they need to power this small island. It's ridiculous. Well,
let me say this. I know NASA is always, and Abaco was there at a point, and I do have to give, when Hubert Ingraham was prime minister, when they looked at Abaco, they bought in 412 megawatt generators, which gave us 48 megawatts of power. Abaco's peak pre-Dorian was about 24, 26 megawatts. So we have enough megawatts now. The question is, do we have enough? And I'm not an electrician or two, but can our lines hold all of that? You know, was our infrastructure set up after Dorian to compensate for the megawattage that we were putting out, which I'm hoping they did do in that regards. But Abaco does. Now, that's if all the generators are up and running. So that's the first thing we would have to find out, are all four generators running. So Abaco does have enough generation to operate all of Abaco. It's just a matter, is the proper infrastructure been delegated and put back in place after Dorian and revamped to handle running, you know, two generators or three generators, say need be.
All right. So, got another text for you. Naughty, ask Roscoe, do Abaconians feel like they've been abandoned by this administration and the previous administration? Do they still feel abandoned?
Big time. I mean, this administration's done us worse than the previous administration, and I know people don't want to hear that, but, you know, at least under the previous administration, we had VAT and duty free, and we had CERS, and we had concessions, and you had the food program, and you had things going on. This administration has basically kicked Abaco to the side, you know. They promised you everything during election, and they would keep this, keep that. And, hey, what have they done? Not a thing. The DRA. Boy, you want to talk. They are a joke.
So that not effective at all?
Not effective. Not one bit. I don't know. Besides people you know in certain government agencies, it is sad to see even our independents, you know, how much did they budget for independence? Wasn't it a good chunk of change in the budget for independence celebration?
I think so. I remember seeing some to that effect. They budgeted for independent 50th anniversary independence celebrations.
Yeah, I think Abaco, Central Abaco, might, at the end of the day, get, or what was told to me, maybe $30,000 for Central Abaco. $39,000, somewhere around that.
And you all need to do independence celebrations with that.
I think they sent $13,000 over so far, if I'm correct.
Wow.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's a joke. This is the first time that I've known, with me sitting on local government, that we were not part of the independence committee. You know, usually somebody from local government here would sit. Oh, you heard that, right?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
That was the thunder.
Ah, there you go.
This is the first time that, you know, nobody from local government that I know of in Central Abaco sat on the independence committee, which is a shame. You know, usually it's organized and it's done well, but this time, for some reason, they've left us out.
All right, Mr. Producer, we didn't take the first break yet, right? Let's take the first one now. We'll get back. I got some text for you to answer on the flip side of the break, Roscoe. And I got a couple of calls we're going to get to. Remember, phone lines are open, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. In New Providence, toll-free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Texas, I get to your texts. Keep them coming. I'll pick them up on the flip side of the break. Call us, I get to you. Be patient or call me back. And we'll continue the Abaco Report on the Monday, June 26th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' butter pecan crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' butter pecan donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Monday, June 26th edition of Talking Heads, the Abaco Report, like we do each and every Monday, live from Abaco. Roscoe Thompson with me. All right, Roscoe, I got a couple of texts for you. Naughty, realistically, if Abaco economics keeps going downhill, do you think the people may turn to drugs to survive, or maybe have already turned to drugs to survive? And I guess that would be importation or running or smuggling. I think that's what they're inferring.
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible. I mean, it's still happening to this day. You know, you still have Bahamians. I mean, Bahamas is still, and
that's
I say
what
that
they
in
do.
General. Yeah.
Naughty, maybe Abaco should act a little bit differently. Maybe drastic times calls for drastic measures. Maybe you can't do things you would do under normal circumstances. I don't know what they mean by that. I don't know what they mean, but here's another one. Naughty, I wonder what new gimmick they will try to trick Abaco. And I agree with Roscoe. The DRA is doing absolutely nothing.
I don't think there's anything they can do. I think the Abaco people have woken up, have seen the writing on the wall, you know. And like I've told, you know, a lot of people don't realize the PLP didn't win these two seats. They were people were anti-Menace. So, you know, I'm not saying that the FNM has all the answers and, you know, the PLP doesn't. I don't want that to come across, but I don't know. Yeah. I have no confidence in what I've seen in this government so far. I've seen too much go on where in the previous administration you would see ministers step down because of things they did. In this administration, these ministers have no shame.
None. None. I got a question for you, or a text, rather long one, so listen up. Happy Monday, Naughty. Blessings to you and Roscoe from Abaco. What's Roscoe's profession, if he doesn't mind me asking? What kind of businesses does Roscoe own? Or in essence, what does Roscoe do for a living to support himself and his family? Now, concerning BEC or BPL or whatever they call themselves, remember Captain Planet, wind, water, solar power, etc.? I haven't paid an electric bill for a number of years, and I only buy gasoline or diesel once in a blue moon. By the way, Naughty, have you been blessed to have seen the thing with Immigration Minister Mr. Keith Bell this past weekend? Yes, I have seen that video that's circulating around. Naughty, do you think it is very heartwarming, or is it just another smooth, sweet political ploy? I don't think anything to do with, nothing warms the heart about that. It's got political ploy written all over it. But anyway.
I have no problem. I used to be a captain on a ferry, and I work with a waste company over here. And I also do local government, which is a non-paying job. You're elected, you get a stipend each month. But I work for a waste company. You know, I have real estate, you know, in regards to some vacant land and stuff like that. But that's what I do. I have nothing to hide from nobody.
Naughty, tell that person who just texted and asked him 50 questions, tell him stop liking mine. That's none of his business what Roscoe does. We just glad Roscoe's here each and every Monday bringing it us live from Abaco. Well, there you go. I tell you, I got some biggity texts, but I tell you, they don't play. They don't play at all.
I don't mind. I'm not one of these persons that tries to hide or, you know, sit behind a position and do, you know, we're just finally getting, and you know, let me speak for Abaco in Marsh Harbor and Spring City. We're finally being able to finish off a couple projects, our community center and library in Spring City. We're getting ready to finish off the electrical and the plumbing in there. And then the Marsh Harbor community center / library. We're getting ready to do the electrical. We have a group, an actual group coming in to help with the sheetrock. We just have to supply the sheetrock. These are things that the township and local government here in Abaco put off because we were helping people up until just recently. We still continue to help people that are needing assistance and what it may be. So we put off some of our projects to continue helping people where central government should be stepping in and doing some of this, but there are no benefits from central government over here, from social services to the DRA to housing to whatever it is. It's like it's non-existent.
And that's another text that just chiming in. Naughty, I'm in Abaco. I agree with Roscoe. The DRA is non-existent. Exact same words. As you said it, they texted it. Here's another question. Naughty, ask Roscoe objectively, if elections were called today, who would win? And I take it I guess the text is meaning just the same. Two-party dinosaur model, FNM or PLP?
FNM. Right now, if election was called today, you see the PLP voted out. That's you want an honest answer? I think the people are in a cycle. You know, they're going to give you time, and if you don't show them nothing, you're gone. It doesn't matter who you are. I don't think you will see another two-term government like you did with Ingram in Finland.
The electorate is playing ping pong. They ain't having it. If you ain't doing nothing in sense, they're going back and forth, just like ping pong.
Nordy, our debt, everything keeps on going up. Our debt keeps on going up. They're not doing anything to bring down our debt. And this administration is taxing us to death. Everything is a new tax. Tax this, tax that.
But remember, you know, the jobless rate is down. Unemployment is now at only 8.8%, okay?
Show me the statistics. Show me the facts. Mouth can say anything.
Thank you. Why do you think I'm laughing?
Mouth could say anything.
Ah, boy. Now I see why my boy, Mr. Mike Hockey, is always smiling and laughing, because they got him pushing out so much. The narrative is such hogwash. I mean, he could only laugh. He can only laugh as he said, because I know it sounds like BS. He knows it sounds like BS, but hey, we got to serve you all this BS, so take it.
Yeah, they serve it, but they don't. What happened? And here, maybe I could ask you, maybe because you're in the radio host, and you are. What happened with Clint Watson at the OPM, Office of the Prime Minister?
They moved him to become general manager of ZNS. They felt like he was needed there.
So they were saying Andrew Burrows, who was temporary running ZNS, was not doing a good job. Andrew Burrows, as much as we might see different in political views, Andrew is a great person, man. He is not one that...
Andrew was undeservedly kicked to the curb, all right? He was done bad by the previous administration and then by this administration. You know what I mean? Let's make no bones about it. We know what color shirt he wear politically, but guess what? For them to turn accountable and throw him entirely under the bus when he was well-liked and well-received at ZNS and had the potential to turn it around because he knows how dysfunctional it really is and the issues that are in there. But no,
exactly,
backroomed him, and here we go. And you really can't argue the credentials that Clint brings to the table, but is what it is. It just reeks of a political maneuver, and they cannibalize one of their own, and it's wrong. It could have been handled differently. Taking away nothing from Clint, but just saying they gave Andrew a raw deal. Wasn't cool.
No, I mean, I know that the previous administration did him wrong. And I know at one time, even Michael Pintard, when he was the minister of agriculture, had Andrew, you know, with him in his ministry.
And they were pumping out a lot of videos. As a matter of fact, during that time, Andrew won some awards for videos. Because at the same time, he was getting awards for videos, I was getting awards for radio. So he was at the same function.
I don't mean to turn the attention off of Abaco. I just wanted to ask, because I saw that and I was like, what's going on? Even in their party, it's just like, you know, people talk about this party, that party. It happens every week. And I'm like, hey, this was a diehard, man. This person did so much and there. But his qualifications surpassed most people I know.
Texas chiming in now. Yeah, Naughty, I agree. They did him dirty. Yeah, they did. They did. You can't, any which way you cut it, that's what it is. You can't sugarcoat it. Naughty. Here we go. Naughty, the war room could be hard, but you mashing some corn. Both Abaco and Grand Bahama don't want no more of the PRP. Well, that's been known. My in-laws and my family and friends in Freeport who listen to the show have chimed in with the same thing. I'm consensus. Naughty, if it called today, Freeport gone. Abaco, if it called today, Abaco gone. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, how you doing? It's Graham Weatherford.
Hey, what's going on, Weatherford?
Yeah, Abaco and Freeport gone. Where they gone? To the man who mashed them right up with Dorian? They don't forget that quick, bro.
All right, to the man. Hold on.
No.
Minister and leader at FNM?
Listen, sir, how it was handled. The people from there know exactly what happened. I ain't going to say no more. Okay, you got two yellow babies. You got two yellow babies?
Graham, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
If it was handled so piss poor by the previous administration, then it speaks volumes that in 2023, that both Grand Bahama and Abaco crying, hey, be tired of this ish right here. So if they willing to take on what they voted out landslide last time, it speaks volumes to the piss poor job this administration is doing right now.
Well, listen, I'm not picking a side, are you?
No, it sounds like you are, but I know how you go. You like to stir the pot now because you missed the independent.
I'm just speaking the truth. The truth is, it was handled so poorly that there are two yellow babies over there for the first time in 73 years. Well, whatever. What I'm saying to you is, why would you go back if you felt it was so egregious and handled so bad? Why would you go back to that? And if it's so bad right now, let me defend your position. Wouldn't you be looking after 50 years of two parties? You have no hospital? I must hate you because I got all kind of big hotels, all kind of big cruise ship, all kind of port, all kind of new airport. But I don't have a hospital in Abaco where a large portion of people are to face a second city.
You're right, Graham.
So please,
you're right.
Don't go back.
Hold on, Graham. Roscoe answering you.
Graham, let me just chime in with the hospital. When that government clinic was built, we have the facilities and the capability to maternity ward to up to 10 to 12 beds. The stuff was put in there for that from when Ingram was there. It was designed for that when the PLP opened it. The problem with it is, and let me just say this to you, Graham, I agree with you 100% in where you're going with the hospital. But let me say this to you right now. The problem is you cannot go to the government clinic and get an x-ray, but they have an x-ray machine there. But you can go to the doctor's office and get an x-ray, and then that x-ray be read, and they tell you that. Because they will not put a technician at the government clinic to operate the x-ray machine. You cannot get medication from the pharmacy up there at the government clinic because they can't stock the medical stuff.
Roscoe,
that's
hey,
you're
right, Roscoe, but I'm on a cell phone and this could get disconnected. So you're correct, but I want to ask you this. After 25 years of Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinland and PLP, and after 25 years of the FNM, whichever one anybody listening wants to pick, I dare you, 50 years collectively, you should have had a hospital, an ICU, 10 x-ray machines if you needed it. You should have had the sonogram, 4D size, the sonogram for reading maternity for women. You should have had a hospital. Now, I don't mean something big as that hotel on Paradise Island. A hospital doesn't need to be huge, but it needs to be high-tech. We hate the people. Now, I only hit on hospital, guys. I could talk all day, but I'm hitting on hospital. What happens, Naughty and Roscoe, if, God forbid, we have a plane with 100, 200 people on it, have an incident over there, Freeport or Nassau, where do you put the people?
We're in a world of trouble, Graham.
We are. And so, please, I don't want to hear anybody say, oh, I got to go back to somebody. Really? Because that person didn't fix it in 25 years. And if you guys say this guy ain't fixing it, but I want you two to understand this. We have 100% employment in this country today if you're from Canada or the Caribbean. Tell me I'm wrong. I gone on that one. Y'all have a good show, guys.
Put decent in your scooter now and stay solid, Graham. Jesus, Lord. Is Graham off his meds again? Or
I mean, listen,
he needed coffee.
Hey, listen, no, Graham always has some good points. I may disagree with him on some of his things, but Graham does have some valid points.
Graham has some very valid points. That's why I take his calls and I talk to Graham. And you know, Graham got a good sense of humor. He could take a joke.
But your texter asked me an honest opinion in what would happen right now if an election was called, or you asked me. And I told you that it doesn't matter if I support the FNM or the PLP or the DNA or the COI or the God knows what, but they asked me a question, and I will give an answer. I don't see, and a lot of people forgot. I was one that was there in 2011 when the DNA, when we ran and we put the first, Graham was there. We put the candidates out there, the first third party to ever pull a slate of 38 candidates,
right,
whatever it may be. You know, I mean, hell, I understand. I mean,
I got to get these couple texts in. We got to get to the news, Roscoe, but let me get these couple texts in. So we marking down two seats so far for the F&M Naughty. I guess that's what Roscoe's saying. Sound like two going to the F&M an hour ago. We'll see. All right, let's get to the phone lines, and let's take this call quick, Roscoe. But I appreciate you chiming in. Have a good week, and I know we'll do it again next Monday, all right? But I won't give this call as much time to get that question in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Well, I guess you know who this was going to be.
Sparky, you got to make it quick, brother. I appreciate you. You sent some crazy stuff to that group, but if you got a question for Roscoe, hit him with it now, and then let him answer it.
I can call back again after that. I'll take them to Roscoe. Wasn't Namaco always gone F&F?
Well, not the last go round.
Well, everybody left because of Minister last go round.
Yeah, so you think everybody came back?
Your DNA gone PLP. Everybody went PLP. F&M's went PLP. F&M's even ain't gone out the vote. Everybody left exactly. PLP because of Minister.
At least you speak the truth, Sparky.
Everybody left F&M because of one man.
And don't forget it.
One dictator.
Yep.
UBP even voted PLP in the last election.
Well, anyway, Sparky, I appreciate you. Well, I got to get the break.
Because I got something to say.
Yeah, and I'm going to put my stew fish. I'm going to cook stew fish. I'm going to put my stew fish on the stove.
All right, no.
Roscoe, next week, brother. I talk to you soon. Appreciate you.
We'll be Monday again.
All right, bless.
God bless, bro.
Mr. Producer, let's make that stew fish on the break, man.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
The 50th Independent Secretariat invites you to celebrate 50 and get your praise on at the Sound of Jubilee National Gospel Concert, Sunday, June 25th, 6 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries.
One God, one people.
Dressed to represent in your national colors.
Hi. This event is absolutely free. Give God the glory and celebrate 50. It's the Sound of Jubilee National Gospel Concert, this Sunday, June 25th, 6 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Monday, June 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know we're talking sports. We got Pearlie zoomed in. Let me get this phone call out of the way. What's going on, Pearlie?
Not much. Right here in this corner.
Boy, we got lots to talk about. We got. I think this might be Sparky dragging over from the first hour. Who it is?
Not that Sparky now. We're only talking sports now. What y'all do? I missed the first hour. I had some things to do. What y'all talk about, too?
Well, we were live from Abaco. Roscoe was just bringing us the usual from Abaco. Yes. Not too much has changed.
no comment. We're talking sports.
Yeah, we're talking sports.
Don't face me.
Got to pick up my crew from Tropical Gyro, Chef Coleman, and Carl on and the gang. Always got it locked and loaded.
Yeah, but I'm going to take your money again soon. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Yeah, that's for fantasy. But, boy, Carl on still holding out hope for them Packers, you know, boy.
Which Packers? He can't be serious.
Call back, man. We was getting ready to come to you.
Green Bay Packers, what? Green Bay Lucky, have been 5 games this year.
No, but, you know, you got to look at it. They're going to have a third-place schedule.
Okay.
They don't have a strong schedule. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
That division is still wide open, even though Rodgers is gone. It's still wide open. No, nobody's the clear-cut favorite there, honestly.
I know who's not a favorite, Green Bay.
Is Green Bay really that far off of Minnesota?
Who's their quarterback?
Hey, you gotta let the kid, you got to get the youngster play quarterback. You got to let Love have his own moment, man.
Minnesota wins that division.
If I say somebody outside of Minnesota winning that division, you want me to tell you the dark horse who wins that division with nobody to see coming? With a last place schedule, yes, sir.
No, maybe Detroit. I think Detroit has a good chance.
I think the best team on paper right now is Detroit, but they got the gambling issues. They got the suspensions. That's why I'm saying that division is open. Minnesota got rid of Dalvin Cook. We don't know if Mattson's going to be the answer there. Let's be honest. In Chicago, if they hold their head, could play back into contention off that fourth-place schedule.
Chicago got battled with Green Bay for 3rd and 4th.
I'm being as objective as I can there, Pearlie.
I'm being objective, too. I'm being real. I think this is a battle between Detroit and Minnesota, and the team that have been the head-to-head matchup will determine that.
No, Texter. Pearlie is a Dolphin. Don't confuse him with our other contributor, Mr. Obi Roberts, who's a diehard Steeler. Pearlie is all turquoise, orange, and white bleeding Miami Dolphin this time of year.
No, I not yet. I'm still bleeding Dodger Blue. I won't be bleeding.
Well, you perennially bleed Dodger Blue. You keep one vein completely Dodger Blue.
Of course, of all times.
You keep the jugular Dodger Blue and the rest is Dolphin.
Yes. That's coming out, you know, because it's done that dark. Look how much of the jugular, all the light turquoise, all them flowing afterwards, you know.
Oh, God, Jesus. Your son is somewhere holding his head going, oh, my God. Blood and medicine has never sounded so bad. You might get your SAC card revoked for that for at least a week.
No. I was never into the sciences. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, so they know that already. Brother Thompson. He never liked science.
Never did. Look at my son, Grace. He used to bring straight A's, math, physics, chemistry, biology, straight A's. Me, I lucky I get a C+.
Yeah, but you survived, though. You knew enough.
You take me to other things, history and accounting and all that. No, I held my own.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, so we gotta chop it up. We gotta powwow there, Pearlie. I think it's safe to say now the way the sports landscape is laid out, we can talk about a lot of things because baseball is still matriculating.
You know what's really been exciting?
And in the offseason. Go ahead.
You know what really was exciting all weekend? The College World Series.
Oh, that's some great baseball.
It's really been fun watching LSU fly through the ranks. And now, I mean, for the whole playoff spot of the World Series, it's been really fun. Really good baseball. There's some bright stars are going to be drafted in next month. Some really good players are coming out. Some pitchers. LSU got a stock of pitchers. It has been fun watching it. So it's 1-1. The winner tonight carries it all.
That should be a good game. I need to watch that maybe. That may be what I need to watch.
Yep. The winners tonight carry it all.
If you look over to the NBA though, Pearlie, my goodness. Well, anyway, I tell you what we'll do. Let's do it how we're supposed to do it. Today in sports history, okay. Brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's.
Tell me what's happening today in sports history.
And then we'll go local, brought to you, of course, by Burger King. All right? And then we'll go, we'll go who's in and who's out, brought to you by Tropical Gyro.
I'm excited about who's in, and we'll get to that.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick and get this caller out of the way, and then we'll get to all of that. Talking Heads. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, everything's good. Man, I looked up for you yesterday.
Do me a favor, turn down the volume for me, man.
Sorry about that. I looked up for you yesterday, buddy Naughty.
Listen, and my deepest apologies, man, but my son ended up, his team made the finals, but obviously due to inclement weather, it didn't run his schedule, so they ended up having games on Sunday morning into Sunday afternoon, and that's where it ended up, so... We ended up at Bahamas Baseball Nationals the whole entire weekend.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, buddy. You know you got to go to support.
Yeah, man. But how did it turn out on your end over there at the Winton Rugby Field? Who are the champions in flag football in the men's and women's division?
Well, in the women's division, you have the Lady Avengers. And in the men's division, you got the Lions. You know they were long overdue.
All right. So wait a minute. The Avengers won in the ladies' division?
Yeah.
My God.
That's Pearly's team, so he can celebrate there.
Of course.
And, you know, this comes to play. Any gals? The Avenger gals.
And who won in the men's side?
The Lions.
And who are they, which team is that, though?
You know, what's his name? Oh, Jesus. Starvis coaches that team.
So that is that Red Dot?
No, no, Red Dot. They played Red Dot, and they beat Red Dot.
Wow. The mighty juggernaut Red Dot that was talking about going back-to-back on this show?
No, but they didn't go back-to-back. Avengers won last year. They went undefeated until they get in the playoffs. I mean, until they get in the championship game.
So didn't Red Dot win the championship last year?
No, Avengers.
Oh, okay. All right. So this year they went undefeated and lost it in the championship. They put the Patriots?
They put the New England Patriots,
I said the same thing, buddy.
All of that talk on this show, taking pop shots at my Cowboys, because, you know, a couple of them quarterbacks, and the quarterback and a couple of them other dudes on the Red Dogs, Red Dots, they diehard Eagle fans.
As a cowboy,
I am laughing at you repeatedly for choking in the final. I can only say that.
Now, that was a good game.
As somebody who's played flag football and lost in the final, I know and feel your pain, my brother.
But when you bring your
feathery eagle caucus on here popping off against the Cowboys, you see the silver lining when I got it at the end of the show? Uncle Naughty still got the last laugh.
My boy. It ain't just about them fellas.
Let's go ahead, talk about your Avengers.
Let's congratulate the greatest team.
It was a good
flag
game,
football,
the ladies' game.
The Avengers, champions of flag football. Congratulations out to them, to every Avenger. I'm so proud of y'all. I'm so sorry I couldn't get there Sunday. Some other things came up, but next time I will be there. I will definitely be there for opening day, because I know you can play them same fellas you beat. You can end the season the way you can begin the season with a win over them.
Avengers. Well, we got Nationals coming up. And I think in October, so that's I'll keep you guys abreast on that, and that's going to be awesome. You got some teams coming down from the U.S., Cayman. You don't know, we got them coming from Cayman.
Whenever that's lined up, you let me know so I can get you one, and we can chop it up.
I will, buddy. All the best, Mark. Continue to listen, buddy. Continue to do well, buddy.
I appreciate you, man. Be safe. Take care, bro. All right. Boy Pearly, yeah. Boy Pearly, you got plenty to talk about. So
yeah,
that's the
team. That's what I'm getting. The young ladies sit down and talk to me, and they pull me right in as a fan and see they win the championship this year. That's because I am a fan of the Avengers.
All right, we got to text the chairman and say, tell Pearly at least one of his teams won for him, because his Dodgers can let him down again.
Tell Jeff, go sit down and relax, yeah? Don't worry about my Dodgers.
All right, well, since we got a local theme, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King, Nassau, and that California Whopper, be sure to check that out. Off the chain. We had the Bahamas victorious over Panama 2-0 to stay in Group 3 in Davis Cup.
Wonderful.
The Blue Chip Camp gets
They lost the first game, I was so concerned.
Yep, the Blue Chip Camp gets underway today. That's in track and field.
Okay.
And, excuse me, I'll be honest with you, man. Listen, You got to look around, and you got to have a gander at the baseball nationals that was over the weekend. All right? And I'll be honest with you.
I see Freedom Farm took three of the championships.
Yeah, but JB Lynn took three in their own right. No. Rewind that and look back again, brother. Under 20 went to JBLN. Under 14 went to JBLN. Under 12 went to Grand Bahama.
Under 20 wasn't finished. Uh-huh. The first time,
and then under 12, Grand Bahama beat JBLN in the final because JBLN beat the farm to go to the final. So Humble Pie was serving to the farmers to speak now.
Hold on. The farm get three. JBLN get two. And Grand Bahama get one.
No, I think Grand Bahama got one more.
No, but another group won. Well, another group they say wins up.
I can look at the results right now. Now, next year's edition is going to be held in Grand Bahama.
I think they've gone back and forth.
No, it's actually been the 2 years in a row here in New Providence.
Okay.
So,
okay, it says here. It is.
Yeah, next year is in Grand Bahama, and I look forward to that. You know what I mean? So I like to get to Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama is a nice spot to go to for the weekend.
Freedom Farm won three out of the five divisions. JBL won
two.
One. Grand Bahama won a division.
Pearly, under 20 and under 14 went to JBL.
I'm reading what was said here. The under 18 division championship game between JBL and Freedom Farm was not finished up to press time.
Well, now I can tell you, post press time, JBLN won. So they got two.
Okay, so it's 3-2-1. Uh-huh. Right. That's normally how it's been in the last 2 years.
No, Hala. It's been all for the farm and nothing for plenty. So this is not a good weekend for them. Like I said, they don't like to eat humble pie, and they got to eat something this weekend.
Okay.
You know? And then if it come down to like two rivals, you know, like say, let me paint it for you.
So what happened with under 12 by my nephew?
Gone there, man. Made the finals, man. Grand Bahama knocked off Freedom Farm on the way to the finals. Grand Bahama, strong squad, brother. Tip my hat to them. Well coached, good players. The JB Lynn team, well coached by Javier Bo and Froggy Newball and Tambora Kobe. They did a great job. But let me tell you, that Grand Bahama team, well coached, solid squad.
Okay. All right.
No shame to lose to them. Very good team.
All right.
And JBLN played them the closest all the way through the entire tournament.
All right. Good stuff.
So there's nothing to be ashamed of.
The baby stuff like T-ball, coach, pitch, and thing.
Oh, yeah. The farmers, you know, took care of that division. You know, with Coach France and them in T-ball and Coach Pitch, they're gonna be strong.
Yeah.
But the usual divisions that they like to brag on, like 12U and 10U and 14, and they came out of 10U with that.
Okay. All right.
And you know, like, let me paint it like this. If you got the Dolphins and you got the Jets and you got the Patriots in the room, right? And, you got the Dolphins and the Jets in the room and you got the 49ers in the room, right? Now, y'all playing the tournament, 49ers end up, you know, beating everybody and winning. But you just so happen to beat the Jets on the way to go to the final. Who got the bragging rights in that division? Well, you know. Y'all can still talk that, right? We beat y'all to go to the final, right?
Okay, so.
So that is New Providence bragging rights as to who going to the final. You got to get that nod to JBLN.
Yeah, that's the rivalry. Okay, all right.
You see how that go. But you know what amazes me, though, Pearly? It's not, you know, the problems with baseball in this country, nothing to do with the kids, nothing to do with the coaches, nothing to do with the players. It's the grown-ups running the ish.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that happens. It's usually between the ones who running this association and some of the parents. Other than that, you're fine.
Yeah. Now I
if
see.
If you can figure out how to get rid of them, you'll be fine.
Now I see why Leo DeRocher said he always wished he could give back to youth baseball by coaching a team full of orphans.
Yeah. And why would their parents trust you for not playing? Lord, Miss Claude.
I tell you. But anyway, it was good to see the competitive nature there. And baseball, as far as talent level, is in a great place in this country. Now, what we do with it for the next 10 to 15 years is entirely on the adults who can't seem to get it together right now. And trust me, we'll be talking more about it. But you know, there's still some other travel ball coming up, some other things going on. But when it's all said and done, the season shuts down prior to getting into next season, I think me and you really need to go at them. Make sure they have a checklist. They got some checks, get things down and get things done right.
I heard the take the tournament off the Burgers. I heard the tournament itself was well managed. Hold on. I mean the tournament itself. I'm not talking about the running of the stadium. And I heard they have some
issues. As far as the BBA getting in and stepping in and rectifying what Mother Nature was causing a problem with and moving to satellite areas to make sure games got in. Yes, that damage control done by Theodore Sweden was excellent. Theodore can be commended. A lot of other people let Theodore down. A lot of other people didn't do their job. A lot of other people, on top of all the weather and other people not doing their job, added the politics to the equation, calling for 12-year-olds to be suspended. And the irony of the 12-year-old that was suspended ended up playing 14U and mashed up the league that they moaned and complained about suspending him. Hey, see the irony of it all? See what we got to talk about, Pearly? You doing kids like that? It should never be on the kids. It should always be held at an adult level in the boardroom, and it should never reach the field.
I keep hearing Band-Aid on a pig. What's going on there?
Lipstick on a pig. Muddy.
Lipstick on a pig. I know it's something like
now
that.
Now, you and I both know. I know how to put a field together. I know how to get clay. I know how the clay need to cut. You know what I mean? What mixture of sand need to go into clay to put on the field, so on and so forth. You know, I know about grass, all kind of grass. You know, for a long time, I know about grass.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't tell me nothing about grass.
Okay.
Especially when I got, you know, field turf in Abaco, 5-star, AG All-Star turf, giving us the field at a donated discount. I know what the top brand stuff is. And I'm looking at that stadium, that softball complex, Blue Hills, and I'm saying, boy, last year there was this whole hullabaloo about all kind of money being dumped into this facility.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I went nowhere.
But I hear all kinds of things.
The clay wasn't cut 80% clay, 20% sand. Looked like it was cut 80% sand, 20% clay.
So, I mean, it looks so good for the Caribbean Baseball Classic. What happened?
I don't know.
So but what's going on with the MSC?
It was lacking. It was lacking this year. I don't know where the problem lies.
Is there some dispute with the NSA and the chairman? I mean, General Greg Burrows. And any dispute? Is some dispute going on?
But I don't think Greg is in that capacity anymore.
What happened? But is he appointed chairman of the NSA?
But then he moved on after baseball championship. Somebody else was appointed there.
You know, something means we're going down. We need to find out.
Maybe they took a dude who knew about baseball and softball and put him somewhere else and put somebody there who don't know their elbow from their booty hole on it, and that's why we got a problem. I mean, I was there. I witnessed it.
But I want to find out what's going on there because I understand some things in two coaches with the NSA and the different federations.
Yeah.
But that's a talk for another day.
But those are the conversations we need to have, Pearly. You know why?
Yeah.
Because it needs to be somebody that holds these leagues accountable. They can't run roughshod and they can't be politically motivated and based on politics and the hookup. These things need to be run right and correct. So we get the best athletes forward.
That's the problem when we get there and we start bringing, because of what you do for me in the election or what you do, we start bringing people in certain positions. And one of the things that I always want to do is keep politics out of sports in this country. Because the sports ain't FNM, the sports ain't PLP, the sports ain't DNA. The sports are behemoths.
And you know what I also noticed, too?
You need to keep that out and stop playing that game, man.
You know what I also noticed, too? There's a lot of cowardice in this country. A lot of people, if they got an issue with you, the adult, won't bring it to you. But if they got a chance to take it out on your kid, they will. Kind of way, like same way, they don't have the bollocks to say what they need to say to your face. But they got plenty elsewhere when you're not around or you behind a keyboard typing away. You got plenty bollocks then.
I'm a walking testimony of that, but I get plenty out because I named Junior.
Yeah, but at the end of the day.
Anyway. Who's in and who's out? One of the things I'm really excited about, Naughty, is...
Oh, brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros.
Yes.
And Jazz, shout out to the crew there.
Jazz is back in the lineup tomorrow.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing, man. That is a beautiful thing. Listen, we got Carlon chiming in and says, listen, man, straight from Tropical Gyros, tell Pearly the Packers have a young team that's not devoid of talent. Our success will harp on the coaching maturity of LaFleur. Reason why the offense seemed stagnant was because LaFleur tried to run the offense as if Davante Adams is still there. I think he realizes that mistake, and I think he can work with what we've got. We've held teams in the last three games of the season to 17 points, and I think our defense will be on the uptick as well.
Okay, we'll see. Guess what? You know what? I actually would pull for the Green Bay Packers a lot quicker now than I would have pulled for them last year. Like, I can stop. Like, I would never, ever pull for the stinking lousy Jets. I just have a double impact hit for them right now.
Yeah,
I understand that. But back to who's in, who's out. I'm excited. Jazz is back in the lineup tomorrow. After being out 6 weeks, he's off the IL. I'm excited, but we have visitors in our little country. We have, I guess Phoenix come down here to do a little training. They start figuring out some things. I hear Kevin Durant and Devin Booker in town. They were at the Kendall Isaacs gym earlier today, working out, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And what I'm really excited about also is Freddie Freeman is now in the 2000 hit club. So there's been some really good things happening, who's in and who's out.
Well, you just missed the latest who's in and who's out. The Hawks have traded John Collins. It's coming about an hour ago.
I was about to say that.
He goes to the Jazz for Rudy Gay in a second-round pick.
But they said I heard that the Hawks are open for business.
Apparently, the Hawks are open for business. They're in deal-making mode, according to Bleacher Report. After trading Collins to the Jazz, there might be a chance now, I guess, for the Lakeshore to make a play at Trae Young, maybe?
To be one of those three. I was about to say, it'd be nice to be one of those three in the Lakeshore.
Maybe they want to blow it up.
That'd be nice. I'll send a Feeney for him. I would send a Feeney for him.
Who?
Feeney.
Oh, no, you ain't got to send him for them. No, we can keep him. That's going to be like a sign and trade with D'Angelo Russell and other pieces. That's how that's going to go down.
That could work. I could live with that.
That's how that's going to work. D'Angelo Russell sign and trade. Probably put a Mo Bamba in there because they just lost Collins and they're going to look for some center help.
Yeah.
Make that package there. Get Trae Young in there. Now you got Trae Young, AD, LeBroom, and then you can pencil in
Vanderbilt,
and then you got Hachimura either in that lineup or off the bench, and Reeves in the lineup, and Hachimura off the bench. There you go.
And then you got the rookies coming on. I think Max Christie can be pretty much ready this year to start giving more.
Max should be able to play a little more this year. I think the Hood Delfino or whatever should play right away. And they said he was drafted specifically if they let Austin Reeves walk, that if somebody gives him some astronomical contract and they let him walk in the offseason, that the latest addition will slide right in.
Yeah, the second round pick. Yeah,
not the second round pick. They're talking about the first round pick.
Yeah, the second round pick is up the mold of Reeves.
Yeah, but like I said, the major one that they wanted and they feel most
Hood Feeney.
But the kid from Pepperdine, Murray, not bad at all. That's your scorer off the bench.
And then we signed another a center as well, our undrafted free agent.
And who is that?
I can't remember his name. I think they said he have a good chance of being a two-way player.
That would probably be with the D-League. That's what Austin Reeves kind of went initially as. And we see how that worked out. Are you talking about... I think you know who you're talking about. Undrafted signing, DeMoy Hodge?
Hodge is the one who I think they can give it to. They're already giving a two-way contract.
Yeah, DeMoy Hodge. Yeah, the Lakers got a steal picking up DeMoy Hodge, an undrafted free agent. He's from the Missouri
Tigers. I think
he
requested not to be drafted.
Similar to what Austin Reeves did, request not to be drafted to sign with the Lakers later. Exactly what Reeves did.
Yeah.
Some
followed Reeves in that. And then
some have called him a clone to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yes.
And if that's the case, then, hey, a younger version of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I have no problem with that.
I was surprised the Lakers...
So even if you don't see him... Even if you don't see him in a Laker uniform this year, look for him in the G League in a Laker uniform, South Bay Lakers, and watch for him next year. Because don't forget, Scottie Pippen Jr. probably going to make that roster this year, too. If Schroeder walks, that might be your backup point guard right there. And don't sleep. He's a good addition. I have no problem with him. Better shooter than Schroeder as well, too.
Yes.
He could score. So we'll see. DeMoy Hodge is one. And they say he's also reminds them of Alex Caruso, but he's defensively, but he's more advanced offensively than Caruso was at that stage.
Okay. I'm talking about Calliston, the center we signed, and we signed a guard from Indiana, DeMoy Hodge.
No, DeMoy Hodge is Missouri, two-way.
He's Missouri? I thought he was from Bingham.
No, Hood Schifino is from Indiana.
Okay, you're right. You're correct.
The other kid, Murray, is from Pepperdine, and DeMoy Hodge is from Missouri. But speaking of Jalen Hood Schifino, Pelinka believes the Lakers got a steal because they said he was a 6th overall rated guard, 13th overall prospect, but a lot of people said he was top 10 lottery potential.
A lot of people thought he might have been a lottery pick. A lot of people thought he could have been at least
based on one thing.
Minimum was a late first round pick. So him to fall to 40 No.
I'm talking about Hood Schifino.
I mean, the 70 of him to fall to 70, both him and the other kid who fell to 40s. Hood Schifino should have been a top 6 pick. Sorry.
Hood Schifino should have been a lottery pick, and the Murray kid should have been a late first round pick. That's why the Lakers moved up from 47 to 40 so they could draft him as quick as they could.
Yeah.
Naughty, as long as LeBron is in the mix, none of those players will come to L.A. or want to play in L.A. My question for you and Pearly is, will Lillard be moved or not?
Lillard probably going to be a Heat by the end of the day.
You think he can be a...
I think it'll be a Heat. Now, what the Heat's going to give up? Are they going to give up Adebayo? Is the question.
They've been wanting to hold on to Adebayo for years.
But will they take that risk? Because, you know, in bringing Damian Lillard, Jesus, you really shoring up your team.
I don't know. I got to look at that. Because, I mean, let's be honest. New York is quietly still in the background for Dame, you know.
If he goes to New York, then you could almost tell New York would be a contender for the Eastern Conference. There will be an automatic contender for the Eastern Conference.
All right, well, here's the latest. Lillard trade rumors. Blazers star to meet with front office has serious interest in joining the Heat.
I know that, yeah.
Now, the saga continues between Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers, and it may be coming to a peak when NBA free agency begins officially on Friday, June 30th. Lillard has been adamant he wants the Blazers to add veteran players that will immediately help Portland contend for a championship. It was even reported leading up to draft night that took place last Thursday that Portland was looking to trade the number 3 overall pick to try and go after another star-level player that can immediately make an impact on the Blazers. Instead, the Blazers drafted highly touted prospect Scoot Henderson, which I think is a great move, and they should be happy about that. And they still have an opportunity to add to the core. However, Lillard feels like the Blazers can't do enough to turn this team into a contender quickly. There's been the constant rumors of him potentially requesting a trade, with one team continually at the top of his list, the Miami Heat. Lillard has publicly talked about how the Heat would be amongst his preferred destinations, if not his most preferential. After falling short yet again in the NBA Finals, Miami would certainly be enthused by the idea of a roster that had Lillard in addition to Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. And there's your crux, Pearly. Riley is sold on Adebayo.
He is.
And when Riley love up a player, when Riley love up a player, he don't let that player go.
So they can give up a Lillard then? Duncan Robinson and Hero?
Texter, you are hearing us talk about Damian Lillard right now, right? Just as you asked for it, we are talking about it. The rumors are heating up, but now, who do you send to Portland, Pearly? Hero makes sense with the money because his contract, his extension, kicks in this offseason. So that'll match up with the money what Lillard is getting. Might not be too far off. Lillard's getting a little more. And then you got to add some other pieces in there. So could it be Hero? Could it be Duncan Robinson? I mean, I don't think they let both of them go. They got to keep shooting unless they keep Martin and the other kid and jettison.
Martin ain't over there. Martin is a steal. That's a low price. You can save money. You got to get Hero on big money. So let me ask you a question this. Is the Heat a better team with Damian Lillard minus Adebayo or Adebayo minus Damian Lillard? Which is the better team?
No. Minus the Heat with Damian Lillard minus Adebayo is a problem. If the Heat could pull it off, because they have no bigs after that. Nothing.
You get a big. Did they draft a big?
If I'm Riley, I'm trying to keep Jimmy Butler, Adebayo, and Lillard intact. keep some of my small pieces like Martin and increase their role.
But you got to gear up, like they say, you got like you put it in the human vernacular. You got to gear up something. When you going to gear up?
He might have to give us some draft picks.
Draft picks? When I getting these draft picks next year? What I get now?
Yeah, you know,
The draft is finished. What am I getting now that can play for me in November?
If there's anybody who could pull out a way to make this deal, is your boy. It's Pat Riley. Let's be honest. We took the first break, right, Mr. Producer? Oh, let's take that now so we can get back to wrap up there, God, because we got the final 10 coming up in a second. Let's get that together. But, Pearly, I think Miami keeps Adebayo. If they can add Lillard to go with Butler and Adebayo, now they got the makings of a dynasty over there in the East. Because Riley can find those undrafted gems. You know he does.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's if you see, at the end of the day, Portland got to come out with something. Portland got to be happy with something. I giving up my superstar for what? Nothing? Come on. Something good. Got to be something good.
I got a report. The entire Cleveland Cavaliers office is in the front, in town. I'd like to welcome the whole entire Cleveland Cavaliers front office to the Bahamas. Come see me at Joker's Wild. And let's talk how we could get LeBron back to Cleveland and the hell out of L.A. How about that? Let's get to the break. Was that too much, Pearly, or was that good?
That was a little bit over the top.
I'll tune it down next time. But the sentiment was genuine. The sentiment was genuine.
But still too much over the top.
All right, I'll work on that. Let's take it to the break. I'll work on my enthusiasm while we go to the break. Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Bahamas Games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's the Monday, June 26th edition continues right now. Pearly, listen, we got breaking news from Colin Cowherd. Inside sources saying that DeAndre Ayton is on the way to being traded. It's in the works. You got Pearly there, he muted himself out. Unmute yourself, Purdy.
Didn't they make the announcement that they're not trading him?
No. Now there's an announcement that he may be traded. Cowherd's breaking all of that down and what's stemming from it. And the inside breakdown. So this is only like an hour old. So let's see the latest where that's going. Okay. All right, but give me some picks for the night there, Purdy. All right, in Major League Baseball, so we could bet it, set, and forget it with the Island Game. TheIslandGame.com and the sports book. They awesome sports book.
All right. I like the Mets over the Brewers tonight.
I like Orlando. That.
I like the Braves over the Twins.
Yes, sir.
And I like the Rangers over the Tigers.
I also like...
And I take the Angels over the White Sox tonight, too.
Ah, there you go. There you go. I'll take them four. And you can play with it. You gotta take them straight up to win. Take two favorites and an underdog, or do the over and under with the run scored. You know what I mean? Mix it up. Take a winner. Take an over and under.
I would take the Mets with the points. I'll take the Braves with the points. I'll take the Rangers with the points, and I'll take the Angels with the points.
All right. Now here's the breakdown. On the ride home, Colin Cowherd's going to break it down. Colin Cowherd reveals what he heard from inside sources surrounding Suns trade of trading DeAndre Ayton. All right, so I think you can get both sides of the coin here from Cowherd. Potentially, if he's traded to who and where and why, and if he's not, as to why they want to keep him.
All right.
But I'm wondering Booker and Garnett. I mean Durant here, and no DeAndre Ayton.
But they only said the person, you know, I saw that.
Yeah, if they was at the gym and Aiden was here, he should have been there too.
I can't see him coming in here. They coming to your town. They ain't coming to Buddy Town and don't hang out with Bubby.
All right, then.
And Mega comes in game. He brought his fans with him, right?
Exactly. Anyhow, we got to get to the break, Pearly. And on the flip side of the break, Colin Cowherd taking us home with this whole DeAndre Ayton situation and the Suns situation from inside sources, but obviously the Suns front office. So appreciate you as always. And we'll talk about baseball and all kind of good stuff tomorrow. And guess what? You know, Thursday this week until Tuesday of next week, I know you'll be holding it down for me, but I want to let you know. On Thursday, guess who you got all to yourself in here for the first hour? The contestants from the Miss Bahamas pageant.
Any guys?
Dumb, you didn't have to ask. Let's go to the break. Shake your head, Mr. Producer. Shake your head.
Thursday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Love yourself. We'll get it together for you. All right? I appreciate you. All right. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johns.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt Arana. Your chance to stand out from the crowd. Beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike. Just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 242-604-3750.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The GM and owners, I want to keep DeAndre Ayton. And you can roll your eyes at Ayton, but he's an 18-10 player. He's in his athletic prime, and he gets up the floor. He's a very good offensive player within 6 feet. Doesn't have much range, but you don't need, when you have Kevin Durant and Booker and Bradley Beal, I don't need my center shooting jumpers. And I was saying, I think the term star in the NBA is overrated. You know, I mean, John Wall was a star. I don't think he makes you better. Zach LaVine's a star. Is he a winning player? I can go on and on about Westbrook. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's a big-time star. Is he a winning player? There's a reason he keeps bouncing around the league, right? And so if you told me, we just watched the Nuggets with four really big-time players, one had a bad final, win it going away. I think the reason you can argue Phoenix should keep Ayton is look at their first four. If you judge teams, top five teams in the league, their best four players, Jokic, Murray, Gordon, Porter, and what makes that work is you have Gordon's like an elite defender. I think the Suns are second, Durant, Booker, Beal, and Ayton. Look at the number four player. That'll tell you. I think Milwaukee's third. Giannis, Middleton, Holiday, and Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez is going to have a big market and make a lot of money. He's your four. Curry, Paul, Wiggins, and Draymond. Draymond may average eight a game. Look at his market this morning. The Kings want him, and the Mavericks reportedly want him. And then I would put the Philadelphia 76ers, although they drive me nuts. Embiid, Harden, Tobias Harris can score, and Maxey, who's an ascending star I really like a lot. So a lot of you will look at the one. Like, for instance, J-Mac said, what about the Lakers? Your four would be Rui Hachimura. He's not Maxey. He's not going to be a Hall of Famer like Draymond. He wouldn't have a huge market like Lopez. He doesn't make what Ayton makes, and he's not nearly as coveted as Michael Porter Jr. So that's the one team, the Lakers. Your four is just not good enough. By the way, your one, Anthony Davis or LeBron, one gives you 50 games, and the other is good offensively every other night. So what was the other team? Oh, you threw me at Boston.
Boston and Memphis.
Okay, so Tatum's a legit one. Brown's a legit two. Porzingis, not a great locker room guy. Hurt a lot. An okay three. But who's there for?
You could go Derek White.
Come on.
I mean, again, is Chris Paul that much better than Derek White right now?
Yes.
Right now.
Forget
career.
Yes. For a year.
But you just played the injury card for LeBron and AD. Chris Paul's hurt all the time.
But he's, again, I'm talking about Steph Curry and Draymond are the soul of that team.
Yeah.
And Wiggins is better right now than Chris Paul.
I'm so out on the Warriors, I'd pull them from that list and put in Memphis. Jaren Jackson, Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, who you're down on. Desmond Bane is an awesome player. And your fourth guy is either, you know, Steven Adams, Marcus Smart, who they just traded for. Like, Memphis should be in there. I'm out on the Warriors. I'm so disappointed in this Chris Paul deal. I know it's like 4 days old. I'm still just pissed off that they got Chris Paul.
They got smaller and older.
Like, yeah, what are we doing?
Well, what we're doing is it's the precipice of it is preceding another move for a big. I think they'd like to figure out a way to get Brook Lopez.
Now, how's that happening? They don't have any money. You giving up Kuminga?
Kuminga and Klay Thompson?
For Brook Lopez? Wow. You want to ship Thompson out of your FedEx, huh? You want him out the door like tomorrow.
Well, Middleton leaves. Who's your shooter on the wing?
Fair.
Klay Thompson.
I would hope it would be Damian Lillard, but
I don't think Chris Paul's the last move. I don't think Mike Dunleavy Jr. said, I want to get smaller and older. That's not what they need. They need to get younger. They're trying to get some youth on the floor, and they need to get bigger.
What if Mike Dunleavy just said, I want to appease Steph Curry and Draymond? get Jordan Poole out, and who do you like? Chris Paul. Like,
it's a different. I'm not saying it's perfect.
It's clunky. He's slow.
Yeah.
He wants to walk it up the court and run offense. That's not 2023.
Well, he's also a pick and roll guy, and the Warriors don't run pick and rolls.
Oh, they can just run it with their big guy. Oh, wait, they don't have one. It's like, I'm so perplexed by this.
Yeah. Something's not finished. And by the way, they may just run this to the trade deadline and go, yeah, we're smaller and older. But it does feel like Steph Curry, Chris Paul, if they kept Klay Thompson, Wiggins, Looney, Draymond, is a playoff team. It may not be a title team.
Play-in or playoff?
It's a playoff team. I mean, because they got rid of the Jordan Poole mess, and that was a huge issue last year.
Give me Sacramento Kings above the Warriors.
Not with that current lineup. They got to get another shooter.
Well, they're getting rid of Harrison Barnes.
Well, who are they getting?
Grant Williams is on the table. Kyle Kuzma's on the table. Why do I hear laughter in the studio when I say Grant
Williams? Kuzma, Grant Williams, murderer's
Kuzma's a
row.
Good player, man.
Get scheduled a victory parade. Colin right, Colin wrong, around the corner now.
It's special. I've kind of been, or tried to be as much of a sponge as I can be and make sure I'm learning and you know, spending time with Randall and Allen, people that have been around there, and so that, you know, I can make sure I'm picking up all the nuances of the offense and trying to put myself to where I'm feeling 100% comfortable out on the field. But it's been really fun, man, and obviously he can deal you know, there's a lot that comes with it, though. It's fun to play.
He is, next to Sauce Gardner, he's your next best great young player.
He feels like a budding star, yes. Personality, good interview. He's got the shades. Looks cool.
Yeah, Sauce was a little better early, and that's because largely there's just not that many great corners in the NFL where there's a 15 to 20 great receivers. Garrett's pretty special. Long, good hands, runs like a grown-up routes. Got speed.
I think we're like 10 weeks away from week one.
I think Garrett Wilson is a one. He's your one, right? You feel like he's a one.
I can't wait for him to destroy Tre'Davious White week one of the Buffalo Bills. Aaron Rodgers, different ball of wax.